nearly 20 years. When she first came to me, she had been a widow of 40, and I a callow, recently qualified barrister. A widow with no family, she had devoted her life to looking after my needs. Quiet, efficient, kindly. She had caught influenza in the spring and been dead in a week. I missed her deeply, all the more because I realized how all these years I had taken her devoted care for granted. The contrast with the wretch I now had for a steward was bitter. I stood up with a sigh, my knees cracking. Visiting the grave had quieted me, but stirred those melancholy humours to which I was naturally prey. I walked on among the headstones, for there were others I had known who lay buried here. I paused before a fine marble stone. Roger Elliard, barrister of Lincoln's Inn, beloved husband and father, 1502 to 1543. I remembered a conversation Roger and I had had shortly before his death 2 years before, and smiled sadly. We had talked of how the king had wasted the riches he had gained from the monasteries, spending them on palaces and display, doing nothing to replace the limited help the monks had given the poor. I laid a hand on the stone and said quietly, "Ah, Roger, if you could see what he has brought us to now." An old woman arranging